holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
This is an excerpt from our first Sunday baptism service. Enjoy!
Be Holy!
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Okay, all right. And I want to hear that when you get in the water. You never know what will happen. Because see, what happens is a lot of times the pastor or the one that's doing the baptizing calls on the name of Jesus. Still do that. Still do it. Because he's going to be one baptizing you. See? So still do that. But when it was talking about Paul, right before the apostle who's going to get baptized, he said, go, what are you waiting on? Go get baptized, calling on the name of Jesus Christ, name of the Lord. So when he got in the water, he was calling on the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Not just the one baptizing him, but the one that's being baptized, calling on Jesus.
Jesus.
I didn't save you. I didn't do nothing. All I did was talk. You heard me talking, but you really heard God talking, because I hadn't brought up baptism until you brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We got a few little quick little verses. Did you read 38?
No.
Let's get 38, and then we got
38. He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
Philip baptized him. The very one that told him about it just went ahead and baptized him. Because he said what? I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, here's some other verses. You can write these down. I'm sure we're not going to get through all of them. Romans 10 and 9. Talking about believing.
Uh-huh.
Romans 10 and 9. Talking about believing. Y'all got it? All right.
Amen. Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth,
see,
that Jesus is
you're
Lord.
In the water confessing. If you confess with your mouth what?
That Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
yes,
you will be saved.
See, I'm not talking to you. You already did that. There's some others in here who hadn't done that.
Come on.
I'm going to keep looking straight like Seinfeld. I'm not going to look at you. You know whether you've done it or not. Now, you can do it today, or you can do it tomorrow. You can do it next week. It's up to you. You can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to change. You can change today.
Come on, say it.
You can do that today. I'm not looking at you. Because, see, that's what sometimes what preachers will do. They'll look at you. Change today. And then they throw something on you like, man, I need to change. But your heart ain't in it. See, it got to bleed from your heart.
The heart. Sunday school. The heart.
See? The heart. See, I wasn't even in there. See, he's talking about Sunday school. I wasn't even in Sunday school talking about the heart.
The heart.
I contend that a lot of us in church, our hearts ain't in it.
Come on.
We got time to get in it, though. It's not the end of the world. We got time to get our hearts into it. Maybe it takes longer for others than me. Maybe it took longer for me than you. But your heart got to be in it.
Come on.
Because your heart is the thing
that changed my
that's changing. Not this, this. Your mind got to be in it.
Come on, say it.
And you won't be able to fake it because your heart tells your body what to do.
Amen.
See, like if you didn't believe that, you couldn't jump up there and say Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You couldn't say that. Scripture talks about it. The Lord don't help you, you can't say it. If the Lord don't help you, you can't say that. A lot of people in church that won't say that. Can't say it. We got work to do. Church, we got work to do.
Amen.
It's not going to be hard if we jump at it and let's go. Let's do this thing. Starting with us first. See, that's what baptism does. It makes you start with you first. And then after that, you begin to go the way God leads you to go. I'm going to give you something else. This one, we're finished.
Okay.
It does not matter how you start searching for God. It doesn't matter. Some people start in the Catholic Church. Some people start as a Muslim. Some people start as a Pentecostal. Some people start as a Baptist. Some people start as a Presbyterian, a Seventh-day Adventist, whatever. Hebrew Israelite. They'll all start searching for God. That's what we do. We try to get into a group and start searching for God. But this is what the scripture said. Regardless of where you start, even if you're going in the wrong direction, if your heart is sincere, God will guide you to where you're supposed to be. That is the key. It's not about where you started with me. I'm trusting God to unite with you, tell you what you need to do. Because if your heart is sincere, He's going to lead you. He's going to lead you. He's going to lead you. Especially when you don't feel like Him leading you, He's going to lead you. All right, while he's getting ready, I'm going to give you these other scriptures so that you guys can write these down. John 6 and 669. John 6, 69. John 6, 69. John 6, 69. Mark 8, 29. Talking about believing. All of this is about believing. Matthew 14 and 33. Mark 16, 16. It says, believe, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They'll do this. They'll do that. They'll do all these spiritual things because they're believers. Matthew 28, 19 talks about calling on the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
But then right around now, when you go see somebody actually call on the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, what are they saying? They said Jesus. When they baptized and they called on Jesus. Remember, he told the apostle, calling on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
In other words, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the name of the Lord. There's only but one Lord, one faith and one baptism. That's Jesus Christ. So then we got this last one, which is real good. Acts 4 and 12, which talks about there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby they must be saved. There's only one name. That one name that's to be called is the one you're going to talk about in that water. That same Jesus. Same Jesus, same Jesus. Now, again, I told you, you can change today. Anybody else who wants to get in the water, you can get in the water today, or you can get in the water next week. It's up to you. We're going to start that thing, Sister Wright. Every first Sunday is a baptism Sunday. Every first Sunday is a baptism Sunday. So when you're talking to somebody and you really, and they say, I want to be baptized. Oh, we baptized on the first Sunday. Now, it's always available 24/7. But the first Sunday morning is where we push the event. Okay? Now, you can change the date, you know. We all need Him. We all need Him. And there's no need in thinking that you're going to get away from Him. Nobody's getting away from God. Now, you can do it willingly, or your mouth can say exactly what she's saying when it's too late. Because he said, every tongue will confess, every knee shall bow. Some willingly said it. But on that last day, when it's all about the judgment, everybody's going to say it. And everybody's going to see that everything that God said was right. Everything God said was true. And the agony is not necessarily the flame or the heat. The agony is you can no longer ask for forgiveness then when Jesus Christ is revealed to everybody. Like when she says she's a believer, it was revealed to her that Jesus Christ is that one Lord. See, that's not revealed to everybody. We take that for granted, but everybody don't know that. And it has to be revealed directly from God in order for you to see that and say that. You can repeat after me all you want to, but if you don't know it, it hasn't been revealed to you. So, you can change today. You can ask God to give you another chance to say, I repent. Matter of fact, just stop saying you repent and just do it. Forget saying it, just repent. Repent. When it's time to be baptized, get baptized. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost while you're coming out the water. That's the thing I usually say. When we do our Monday night classes, they would say, can I get baptized? I said, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night. You know, it's 12 o'clock. We started at 7. We were only supposed to go 2 hours, but no, we kept talking and kept going through it. And so, no, we want to get baptized tonight. Okay, that's fine. I'm seeing stars, but let's do it. You know, upon the belief and confession of your heart that Jesus is raised from the dead and he's the Son of God, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Boom. And it was cold in here because we didn't have the heat on then because we were in the other part of the building. So it was cold and the water was cold. It chilled all my eyelids and everything. But they wanted to be baptized, so I was willing to do it. This one brother came up and, ready? You can go get ready. Deacon, a gentleman said he wanted to be baptized 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning. I got up and it was a cold morning too. You know how Dad talks about it was a cold morning when he started the church and the snow was coming down. It was one of those blizzard colds.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.